the title, Son of Man, that Jesus uses about himself in John chapter 6, verse 27, would have been an important phrase to any man who studied the Old Testament. Jesus used the phrase to show his identification with humanity, but the Son of Man is most famously found in the book of Daniel chapter 7. And this is where Daniel has a vision, a dream, of what we would call the progression of history and world leaders, and how these world leaders would bring judgment and how they would gain authority and dominion. But notice what it says in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is one that shall not be destroyed. So what has Daniel just prophesied? He has said that there will rise throughout history different world leaders and empires that will reign for a season. But there's coming one, like a son of man, that will be given complete dominion and authority, and people from every tribe, tongue, and nation will serve him. So those who studied the law were on the lookout for this one like a son of man. That's who they were looking for. They were looking for a political, military leader and hero. But Jesus places the title Son of Man on himself. And he says that he must be exalted as the Son of Man, that he was bringing in a different type of kingdom than what they were looking for. And what we learn from this is that Jesus is not interested in fulfilling man's agenda or becoming what man wants him to be. He is fully focused and devoted to fulfilling God's plan. And this should drive us to love Christ, because it's in our best interest for Jesus to fulfill God's plan and not our individual plans. Well, how does all of that help us live? Well, we should be praying and pursuing this: God, how do you want me to get in on your agenda? Instead of praying, God, please bless my plans. You may ask, so how are the people and how are we supposed to know, to really know that Jesus really is the Son of Man, and that we should follow him and his agenda? And we're going to go back to the answer that we've been saying all along in John. It's because of the signs Jesus did. He was doing the miracles to show that he really did have all dominion and authority over disease, over demons, over the laws of nature. And so we follow him and trust him because of that. Today, please pray for B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Bocolanos Sorsogon Life Word broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.